Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure as always. Bill Schley is our guest. Bill's website is billschley.com, S-C-H-L-E-Y. BillSchley.com. Check it out. This book is called The Microscript Rules, and you'll find it there. Also, wherever books are sold, it's a very important book. Bill, congratulations again on the book. We're talking about entrepreneurship, how you define it, what it is, how do you know if you are one. Bill,
the failure thing that we're talking about.
Yeah, but one of the things I want to come back to that I want to make sure we talk about is how some people define entrepreneur. I've actually had an argument or a debate, I want to say, a discussion with some academians who believe that an entrepreneur is only somebody who is starting a business that has the potential to become a gazelle. In other words, if you're a lifestyle business, if you're a person who's starting a Main Street business and you're going to always be on Main Street, you're never going to go public, you're not going to go from 5 employees today to 500 in 5 years. If you're not in that category, these people actually say that you're not an entrepreneur. And, I completely disagree with that.
Yeah, it's completely false.
But that's what the academians think.
Well, the academics are sitting there in their universities. They're doing is they're thinking about it. They're observing it. They're analyzing it after the fact. They're looking at lots and lots of statistics and trying to come up with academic reasons. It's kind of like a historian writing about the factors that went into Pearl Harbor 50 years later. It's great. It's interesting.
Or an economist, as Reagan said, an economist who looks at something happening in reality and wonder if it would work in theory.
but an entrepreneur goes out every single day, and he has. He doesn't have a blueprint. He just has an idea, and he has a dream, and he believes in something. Mm-hmm. And then he figures out how to go around obstacles so that he can get there.
If he quits,
he stops being an entrepreneur. But he doesn't quit, and he finds out ways. You know something? But he starts with an idea. This is one of my favorite ones. John F. Kennedy in 1960, was it 63 maybe?
What?
He said, we're going to put a man on the moon by the end of the decade.
1961, he said that.
Okay, we're going to put a man on the moon by the end of the decade.
He was 61,
Yeah, and by the way, if you think about how primitive that was back then, we didn't have computers. We didn't have
It was analog.
Internet.
Everything
we didn't
was
have anything.
They put slide rules. They put men on the moon with slide rules. That's exactly right.
Yeah. Got geeks with slide rules. And they had radios with tubes. We had three channels on television.
That's right.
Now, but he pointed and said, we're going to put a man on the moon by the end of the decade. Now, all of a sudden, there was this amazing idea, this mission that inspired people.
That's what America needs today.
And people started to go in that direction. Mm-hmm. And they didn't even know how they were going to get there.
That's right.
Knew they were going to find a way. They invented. They'd run into obstacles. They didn't have something. They invented it. They invented Teflon. Because they needed Teflon as a material to do something they needed to do to create something
and,
else.
And it became
and that's
a byproduct.
What entrepreneurs do.
Now, a couple of other things. Entrepreneurs also know what their limitations are. They go around things, but at some point in time, once they get to a certain point, the really smart entrepreneurs realize that they're probably the best at being an entrepreneur, maybe not at managing. And so the successful entrepreneurs at some point in time have to say to themselves, okay, this is what I'm good at, this is what I'm not good at. I'm gonna make sure I hire the right people. And that's another sort of a gut check that all entrepreneurs have to have. And one more quick thing, Bill.
Yeah, sure.
You said they believe
in
something. If there's one thing that an entrepreneur believes in more than anything, he or she believes in themselves. They believe in themselves.
They do, but I'll tell you this: from what I'm seeing, they believe in the idea more than even than that, that because a lot of times they go out there when you're scared. When you're scared, and you're scared a lot of times when you're taking that risk.
Absolutely.
When you're going to sign a mortgage, where you're going to sign away your mortgage and collateral and stuff, and take the kind of risk you do, you're scared. And there are moments when you wake up in the middle of the night, sweating, saying, "Am I crazy? Am I crazy? Why am I doing this?" But you keep on doing it because then you remember that idea, and that idea is so important. Mm-hmm. And so you even get over that fear, which is some lack of confidence. I mean, my dad would tell you I wasn't the most confident person in the world,
right.
But I knew what I needed to do.
Yeah. Bill, I got to wrap it up. I've enjoyed our conversation. You're working on a book on this, and I'm looking forward to more discussions as you progress with the book. Thanks for being here. Good job today.
Yeah, thank you.
Bill Schley, ladies and gentlemen, Schley, BillSchley.com is his website. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.